Now you can listen to your favorite episodes of More Visibility's Eye on Digital Marketing podcast on any of your Amazon smart speakers by simply asking Alexa to open Eye on Digital Marketing. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I am joined by Catherine Stewart, client strategist, and Jill Goldstein, senior campaign manager, team lead.
Awesome.
Ladies, how are you today?
Great.
Wonderful.
Today's topic on the podcast is an important one, something that everyone can appreciate if you're listening, and that's the importance of syncing Google Analytics and Google Ads, and how that helps your data, your performance, and your campaign optimization. Catherine, I want to start with you to kind of dive in why having this, you know, synchronization is important and what that allows you to do. And then I want to turn that over to Jill to go more in depth of how that can impact her day-to-day on the campaign management side.
Sure. Having accurate and up-to-date goals is essential for any digital analytics measurement effort. It's considered a best practice to periodically audit your goals to ensure they're still relevant and align with your business needs. This is also a great opportunity to identify gaps or disconnects, such as, have you changed conversion URLs? Thank you pages are often overlooked during the 301 redirect process. Also, have you introduced additional content that's important for your business to track user interactions? Have you assigned values to your goals? And we also recommend reviewing goal configuration and checking your descriptions. Can everyone understand them? Are they well-defined and clear? The devil really is in the details, and even minor changes can make a significant difference in the accuracy and usefulness of the data being collected.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a lot of reasons why you want to have those goals synced up and checked upon and make sure that they're accurate in analytics. Catherine, what would the syncing of analytics after you have all that set up with Google Ads, what are some of the things that that would begin to allow you to do or maybe see differently?
Of course. The magic truly does begin when you sync your Google Analytics property with Google Ads. You have the ability to view ad performance data. You can import your goals naturally. You can see foundational metrics such as bounce rate, average session duration. You also can see visit duration, pages per session. And this is critical for enhancing your remarketing efforts with analytics remarketing and dynamic remarketing.
So those are very important things, and I want to get Jill's perspective, more so going deeper into the daily campaign management, right? And once you have evaluated your goals and taken everything that Catherine said into consideration, and now you sync up analytics and to Google Ads, Jill, how does that affect someone like you who's managing a campaign day-to-day for the marketers out there to really understand the impact of this synchronization?
Sure. So there's two things to consider. First and foremost, unfortunately, not all clicks are going to lead to conversions, right?
Absolutely.
So it's helpful to know which campaigns, which ad groups, which keywords are driving website engagement. So these are metrics such as bounce rate, average session duration, so on and so forth. These things really indicate whether a visitor is quality, and it's a good quality indicator. So that's the first thing.
Right.
Second, very important, it sounds so basic, but you want to make sure you have accurate conversions in the engine. So it not only helps us as campaign managers make smarter decisions, certainly we want to bid and budget based on which campaigns, ad groups, and keywords, so on and so forth, are producing those conversion actions that are important to your business. But even more importantly, when you have accurate conversion data, oftentimes through Google Analytics, it really allows the engines to work more efficiently. So what does that mean? So at More Visibility, a best practice of ours is using enhanced CPC, which is a smart bidding strategy. Mm-hmm. Smart bidding strategies is exactly what it sounds like. Google's using their machine learning really to take into consideration a wide range of signals. And they're really, for every auction, determining the best bid possible for every search. So if you think about it, a while ago, not too long ago, bidding was very, very simple. You set a bid for a keyword based on how likely you think it was going to convert.
Right.
over time, that's evolved a little bit. It's Google started taking into consideration things like device, things like day of the week, perhaps your location. However, today Google is looking at so many signals, it's just more than any human can monitor. They're looking at things like device, they're looking at time of day, they're looking at your remarketing list, they're looking at your demographics, the language, the physical location, the location types. It just goes on and on and on. So us as campaign managers, let alone humans, can't possibly make those decisions as effectively and as efficiently as the machine can, unfortunately. Right.
So you're saying when these two things are synced up, really one of the true benefits is what we talk about a lot of times in the artificial intelligence machine learning space is trusting that these engines are doing their job in taking all of this data that you may spend hours, days, weeks, months putting together and making those decisions, if not on the fly, in a much more timely manner. So then you can step back and more so manage from a higher level and maybe inject more strategy. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, and it really all starts, to Catherine's point, with having very accurate and efficient and up-to-date GA configuration, GA goals, again, to port those into Google AdWords, to port those into Google Ads and really make the most out of our optimizations.
What about for clients, because a lot of our clients are e-commerce. I feel like this could be especially great to have that insight for e-commerce clients when these two items sync together, because you can go on analytics and see all types of numbers if your account is configured correctly, you know, ROI, etc. Have you personally managed, Catherine and or Jill, e-commerce clients that had this synchronization? And what do the conversations look like for those who are listening and selling things on their website but may not have these tools synced right now? What are some of the benefits that you see there with those clients?
I've had a few clients that are leveraging the power of syncing Google Analytics with Google Ads, and the accuracy of being able to see down to the transaction level what is taking place from users. You can see individual product purchases. You can see unique buyers. There's a lot of information that you can drill down to that you're not able to achieve individually by going just to Google Ads or going directly through Google Analytics.
Yeah.
And in general, I would just add the fact that, you know, we talk a lot about metrics being ported into Google Ads, but the adverse is also true, right? Yeah. When you make that synchronization, your Google Ads metrics are now in Google Analytics, which also provides a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. And then I would imagine, too, that flows into your reporting, which reporting is always like, you know, the redheaded stepchild that nobody really thinks about. They set up all these things, right? I'm going to sync this and I'm going to import this. And then, oh, wait, how do we report on it? But if you sync your analytics and your Google Ads platforms, all of a sudden, instead of going into two places and maybe having two separate documents, then you can get on a call and discuss marketing at a level of, well, here's our click-through rate and here's our ROI, and you have it in one place. To me, that's very beneficial because a lot of the clients are asking for things like executive level reports and, you know, really at the end of the day, what's my ROI look like, even if maybe I don't have a conversion-focused campaign. Of course, that wouldn't be the case for e-commerce. But at the end of the day, seeing that engagement as far as keywords and time on site, if you have that knowledge to apply to any of your paid advertising campaigns, you should be doing it. And if you're not, you're missing a huge opportunity.
Well, I think to understand why it's so important, again, independently, these are very powerful tools that provide robust data. I mean, you can really get in the weeds, especially with Google Analytics. But unfortunately, independently, they do not tell the complete story of user behavior. What happens after the user clicks on your ad? What content did they interact with? And where did they go in their customer journey? And did they take the desired actions that you wanted and convert? So it really provides a more complete storytelling of what is taking place as users are interacting with your messaging.
Right. And if you're thinking today to yourself, all right, I don't have analytics synced with Google Ads, but what should be my first step in tackling this process? I could just go sync them right now. But you talked about looking over your goals and analytics, et cetera. from both of your perspectives, do you think someone should go into their analytics account first, look at those goals, clean them up, and then import them instead of just listening to this podcast and pulling the trigger?
Yes, that's a very important step.
We're stressing the importance of syncing these, but before you do that, you don't want to import data from analytics and Google Ads and vice versa that aren't correct.
Chuck, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten new accounts where simply just starting to optimize for the correct things makes all the difference.
Yeah. And it sounds so mundane, right? Like, why would you not be optimizing for the right things?
Exactly.
But if you don't have the correct data being fed in, how do you know the right things to optimize for?
And also, if you do make updates or introduce new goals, make sure that you do import those to Google Ads so you're able to track that.
Yeah. Jill, one more thing I want to go a little bit more in depth in as well, because so many people use the remarketing lists in all of their ads. Explain in a little bit more detail again for the audience the benefit of remarketing lists in this synchronization, and again, how that helps you, someone who's managing campaigns, leverage that information better.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, certainly you can create remarketing lists in Google Ads. However, you also have the opportunity to create remarketing lists in Google Analytics and sync those right into Google Ads. And you can go a little bit deeper into the types of audiences that you're creating. So not necessarily just, you know, people who had visited a page containing this URL string. Rather, you can say people who have visited a page containing this URL string and perhaps stayed on site for at least 5 minutes. So you can get a little bit more in depth and be a little bit smarter with your remarketing lists.
So think about that. If I am a user that came to your site and maybe I was on there for 2 seconds and I bounced, maybe you put me just by default in your remarketing list. But perhaps that 2 seconds and when I bounced, it's because I'm not really interested in buying your product. I may have got there by accident, or maybe I expected to see something different. Why would you want to spend any more money marketing to me? I'm not the person you're looking for. But
precisely,
if you don't have that information, there's money you're wasting. So when you're talking internally to your teams and fighting for, why should we sync this? Why should we clean up our goals? Do you want to waste money? Everyone's going to say no. That's a perfect example why I think that's so important.
Yeah, segmenting intent is really important with your audiences.
Absolutely. Ladies, before we go, is there any other last tips that you'd like to cover?
I don't think so.
Nope. All right, everybody, let's go check your goals. Make sure they're all nice and tidy.
Check your goals, sync it up, and then call more visibility to help run your campaigns. Those are three easy steps,
in
right?
In that order.
If not,
say
we'll help with the cleanup.
Happy to help with the cleanup.
But take your best shot. We want to see what you got. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Catherine and Jill, thanks for joining me today and giving us some great tips.
Of course,
thank you.